Oh, Reese recovering. Another one of the close plays. Those are the things that give umpires nightmares when you get those bang-bangers. We had four in the ball game yesterday. So, two men up and two gone, top of the eighth. Passarella, back of the plate. He had two like that at first yesterday. Passarella snaps on his mask. Rizzuto, 0-for-3. The right-hand hitting shortstop. Swings on a fastball and pops it up into short left field. Reese going back from short, waving Olmo out of the way, and Pee-wee makes the catch. So the Yankees are retired. Having a toss in the top of the eighth inning, as Branca has set the side down in order now for the last four rounds. And with Brooklyn coming in for the last of the eighth, the score remains New York 1, Brooklyn 1. It goes without saying that every man who values personal appearance and comfort wants to get the best-looking, most refreshing shaves he can. To do that and save money as well, use Gillette Blue Blades, 5 for a quarter. They have the easiest shaving and longest-lasting edges ever put on steel. Also, they fit your Gillette razor to a T and protect you from the discomfort caused by misfit blades. Now, for extra convenience, buy Gillette Blue Blades in the handy Gillette dispenser that zips them out on wrap. With it, you change blades in a jiffy, save time, save fuss. Also, the blades are perfectly protected. Stay factory sharp until used. You get 20 blades, 40 shaving edges, for 98 cents. 10 blades for 49 cents. Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. The Brooklyn Dodger knock him down and drag him out to the back hall. Razzmatazz Symphony Orchestra that plays here throughout the summer just came over and gave a salute to our only living ex-president, Herbert Hoover. Not a baseball fan. Now they're moving to the last of the eighth inning, and the two key figures of the ball game face each other, Page on the mound and Branca, who is the batter. It's a tough one, 1-1. Apparently nothing for the big stakes in Major League Ball in 1949 is to come easily. Tennis didn't. The World Series is not going that way. Branca swings, fouls Page's first pitch back for a call strike. Page, since he has come on, has pitched 3 2/3 innings, retired every batter but one. Robinson, whom he walked with two out in the sixth inning, got the next man promptly. Branca has gone all the way, given up one run, two hits. Those are the identical totals anyhow. 1-1 tie. Pitch, fastball ripped in there for a called second strike. Branca has retired the last 13 batters that he's pitched to. The Mets said 13 that he's wearing. Those of you who are not keeping score, and backtrack on him. Outfield into right and not deep. Infield straight away. Throw, curveball just hanging outside. 1-2, 1-2. It continues to be a dark afternoon, but the park is brilliantly illuminated by the pitching that we are having. It has lighted up the entire series. No series has ever begun with as much pitching efficiency as this one. 1-2 pitch. Curve in there. Call strike 3. So, Franca continues to be involved in all of the game's strikeouts. He struck out once against Burns for Burns' only strikeout, twice against Page for Page's only strikeout, and Branca himself has struck out 6 of the Yankees. Pee Wee Reese, who hit a home run in the fourth inning to get the ball game balanced, as it still is, 1-1. Reese stepping in. His home run that balanced the game unbalanced Burns. His control almost went out the window immediately, as Mel told you. Had to be lifted four hitters later. Outfield toward left. Page delivers a fastball low inside. Threw that one hard. He meant to throw it hard. He always means to throw that ball hard. Page, who was the glue man, he just held that Yankee staff together all summer. Works inside against the hands. Took a little bit off the fastball. Then ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The wind continues blowing out toward left field. It is the wind that helps a right-hand batter who hits a high drive out toward left. One gone. Last of the eighth. Everything almost deathly quiet for the moment. 2-0 pitch. In there. Fastball for a call strike. Big guy's working. 2 balls, 1 strike. Reese waiting. Trim, square-shouldered figure. Been the shortstop for the Dodgers since 1940. Fellow whose job he took at shortstop is sitting over there with his boss. That's Leo DeRocha, now the manager of the Giants, sitting over there with Horace Stoneham. 2 balls, 1 strike. Reese takes a curve. It just stays outside for ball three. Now Barra turns around and apparently kicks on that decision to Passarella, and Passarella promptly shakes his head. No. The umpires are under tremendous pressure. They do a tremendous job. 3-1 pitch. Ball four. In under the hands. Pass ball that missed. And Reese walks. This is the second walk given up by Joe Page. Now Eddie Mix is walking up to the plate. A right-hand, light-hitting utility infielder for the Dodgers. Playing third base today. Reese at first. An alert base runner. Page, who of course has a good move to hold a man on at first, sets on the mound. Henrik takes the bag. Now let's see what happens. She's all tied, 1-1. One out. Infield and double play depth. Throw to first. Out in time. Pitler coaching at first let out an agonized scream when he saw that Page was coming over to first base, but Reese was back. Outfielder Mapes in right is in very, very close. Of course, he's got that wind behind him, blowing in. Mixis is primarily a left field hitter anyhow. Third baseman Brown just stepped inside the bag. Here's the pitch, and Mixis sets the bunt, takes a curve over. There's a throw down to first base, and Reese just does slide back. It was close. That barrel, Father, that ball, both these catches today. Barrow from New York, who just threw, and Campanella of Brooklyn. They'll throw. So there was a curveball in, and Mixis was set to butt, then drew his bat back out of the way. The curve was over for a call strike. Now, whether he was bluffing to try and set up something, or just to annoy the Yankee infield, or whether he was serious, remains to be seen. Reese taking his lead off first. Page delivers a pitch out, but Pee-wee isn't going, so it is ball one. The Yankees, of course, could afford to have Page come down deliberately outside with a fastball, hoping that the Dodgers were running. Now the count is 1-1. The score is 1-1. The games in the series up to this one are 1-1. Last to the eighth inning. Page looking down. Draws his eyes now until it practically slits. Looks at first, pitches, fastball, swung on, hit wide of third, into left field for a base hit. Reese comes around second base and holds on ahead of Woodling's arm. So it's a single for Mixis, through between third and fourth. Dodgers are first and second. Hit number 3 for Brooklyn, hit number 5 in the ball game. So that's the first base hit off Page, and now Page is in a jam of his own making. A base on balls with one out to Reese and a single to Mixis. It may be that Mixis, in bluffing that bunt, tightened the Yankee infield up even closer. At any rate, he had it up so close that that ball just skipped nimbly through between third baseman Brown and shortstop Rizzuto. Now manager Stengel hollers for time. Gets Page's attention and Tommy Henrik's attention. He wants Henrik to play back. The Yankee infield now is still in double play depth. The batter is Carl Perello. The outfield is a little around toward left. So it's 1-3, right-hand batter. Can't run fast because of the groin injury. One out. Throw swings a high fly ball into right center field. Mapes going back to right field under it. Reese tagging up at second. There's the catch, and Pee-wee bluffs toward third, but holds on, and the throw goes beautifully and perfectly over to third base, cut off by shortstop Rizzuto. Mapes has a fine throwing arm. He saved the Yankees some games by throwing men out of home plate in the pennant race. So that's the big second out. And the league's leading batter, Jackie Robinson, walking up. Page set delivers. Robinson swings, tips the ball right out to DiMaggio in center field, and there's the catch of the line drive for out number three. And so Page comes down and settles his own threat in the last half of the eighth inning. So at the end of eight, one run, two hits, and no errors for the Yankees. One run, three hits, and no errors for the Dodgers.
Hear the World Series exclusively on WOR 710. See the World Series on WOR TV Channel 9. WOR and WOR FM, New York.
Here we go into the ninth inning, and Tommy Henrik is first up. Ball game leveled at 1-1. Branca, right hands, Henrik swings a ground ball that Robinson picks up, throws over the first in time for the out. Great blow off. A great roar for a fine play. Second baseman Robinson running along the edge of the right field grass toward first base. Leaned down toward his glove hand side, came up with what looked like a certain base hit into right field for Henrik, and threw over to Hodges. So it is one up and one gone. Now the batter is Yogi Berra. This ball game is now being played on the same terms and conditions as though it were already in extra innings. Berra, a left-hand hitter, crowds the plate from behind. Chunky, strong, picks a let-up curveball down by his knees. Ball one. One away. One and one tie. Who would have thought that this third game could continue such a pitiless pressure following the pattern of the first two? Pitch, fastball in at the knees, four ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Branca turns his back on the plate, walks to the rear of the mound, Reese it short, walks partway in, says something to him. Barrow ready to swing, that's his stock in trade. He'll swing at anything if he takes a notion. Brushed off very quickly by Art Passarella. Two and two. That's the ball and strike count. One out. Barra swinging that stick menacingly back and forth. Pulled it from the end. 2-2 pitch. Curveball. High outside. Didn't cut down and in. So it is now a full count of 3-2. Ball game is just 2 hours old. Just had two runs in it. Each side is one of them. Branca shakes no. Now starts pumping. Delivers 3-2. There's a solid foul outside first base. Down into the right field corner. Ed Hurley down there retrieves the ball, throws it out. Commissioner Chandler, several years ago, took the alternate umpires out of the stands and put them down in the foul corners, which is a very fine contribution. Sometimes balls hit right down in those corners are extremely difficult to judge. Also, that gives umpires out in the outfield a better angle on balls that either caught or trapped. Now, 3-2 pitch again. Curve low inside. Back to the stands. Yogi goes down to first base. Campanella comes back, retrieves the ball, and Barra stops it first. So, that is just ball four. Had Barra been able to advance any farther, then it would have been a wild pitch at it. It was a curve ball down low and into the dirt. So, with one out, Barra reaches first. Base on balls, which is the third walk given up by Branca today. It's the third walk in three games given up by the Brooklyn Moundstar. Clyde Sukforth, the pitching emissary of manager Schotten, goes trotting out to the mound. Suk is in uniform. And under baseball rules, which are never relaxed, only men in umpires' uniforms or players in or coaches or managers in baseball suits are allowed to be out on the playing field. Unless in an emergency, they have to call for a groundkeeper. In other words, a manager who is in street clothes has to stay in the dugout. And Shotton does not wear a baseball suit. Sukforth goes out to discuss matters with Branca. Joe Hatton, a left-hander, gets up for the Brooklyn bullpen. The second time he was up. He was throwing there in the third inning, as Mel told you. Now, Joe DiMaggio at the plate, 0 for 3 today. Outfield deep, round toward left. 1-1 tie. Barrett first, one out. The pitch to DiMaggio. Fastball high and outside. 4-1. DiMaggio looks down to third base coach Presetti to get the sign as to how manager Stengel wants this one played. DiMaggio swinging from the end, feet wide apart. The clipper, set picture, swings as a foul ball on top of the right field stands, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. DiMaggio's foul up there on the right field stand stirred up half a dozen pigeons. One and one. Branca checks first pitches, a curve low and away. Campanella down and to his right to hold the ball up. And it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. All tied, 1-1. Well, we've got all the ball game today anybody could ask for. Big right-hander. Checks first, delivers. Strike, swinging the fastball, high end by the hand. DiMaggio really took a ripper. Unbuttoned his shirt swinging on that one. Two balls, two strikes. Bella, not too swift a runner. Leading down at first. Hodges, the first baseman. In and out of the bag with him. Now he's off the bag. The 2-2 pitch to DiMaggio. A high, high pop foul up by third. Mixis is under it, close to the stands. He's got it. So for DiMaggio, it must be a very discouraging series. Big guy, of course, is not strong. He's been sick. He's had a terrible year. The fates have really bitten at him. But he's had only one hit in the series, and that was a dribbler up toward third. Today, he struck out twice, popped up to the first base, and fouled out to the third second. Now, Bobby Brown, who was a record-breaking pinch hitter back in the 47 series. Left-hand batter, choking that bat. He's a tough hitter. Branca set on the mound, delivers. Brown swings, and there's a ground foul halfway off toward third. He was trying to check his swing, trying not to swing. No balls, one strike. Two teams are really locked. A run apiece today, and a game apiece up to here. Barra, ready to cut and go with two out at first. The pitch, fastball swung on, hit into right field for a base knock. Barra is going around second base and holds on. Perello is known to have a rifle for an arm. The throw goes all the way to third base. So Brown singles, which is the third hit for the Yankees. And the totals are again even at a run, three hits, and no errors. So Yankees are at first and second as the Yankees come on with a threat here in the ninth inning. A sharp single to right, drilled through between first baseman Hodges, second baseman Robinson. And the batter now is Gene Woodling, who is 1-for-3. This is his only appearance in the series. Double to right in the fourth inning. There'd been no hit off Branca since Woodling's double. Left-hand batter, feet close together, steps toward first base in his stride, and is in quite a crouch, swinging from the end. Branca's pitch swung on, foul back. That was a high outside curve that Woodling went for. No balls, one strike. Brown, the runner at first. Barra, who is the key runner, is down at second. She's a 1-1 tie. Woodling crouch. frankest and direct, stops, pitches, fastball, just in at the knees. Ball one, strike one. Things grow quiet now for the second. Branca prepares for his next delivery, rubs up the ball, now puts his glove back on. Checks second base, stops, pitches inside at the knees again for ball two, another fastball. Two balls, one strike. Woodleg looking down to Crosetti. See what the orders are. The orders are going out pitch by pitch. Reese comes in from short, takes the ball from Branca. And the shortstop slipping his glove is busily rubbing up that ball. Meanwhile, Pee-wee talking to Ralph. Now the Brooklyn captain goes back to his shortstop post. Two balls, one strike. Barra leading down off second. Crosetti continually reminding him, two men out, run on anything. The ball is ordered brought into plate umpire Passarella for an inspection after Reese had rubbed it up. It's found to be serviceable. Left in play. All right, 2-1 is the count. Branca shaking no. Campanella stays low back at the plate. The 2-1 pitch. A fastball just misses low inside for ball three. And the way Woodling backed from that ball, Casey Stengel had ordered him to take it no matter where it was. Now it's 3-1. And Woodling checks for orders again. Crosetti looked into Stengel and then gave a bunch of signs. One good one, and the rest the hocus pocus for the decoy. All right, count is 3-1. Branca deals. Call strike two. Fastball on the outside, and Woodling, who had taken a step up court first, is recalled by the plate umpire's decision and bellows for the moment. Crosetti hollers something from back of third. So, it's an automatic run and hit. Three balls, two strikes, two out, men at first and second. Well, I guess you'd say this is the biggest pitch so far, wouldn't you? Game standing 1-1. Let's see what goes. Franco ready. Right-hander pitches, the runner's break, it's ball four. And Campanella had all he could do to keep that ball from going back to the stands. So the bases are loaded. Branca turned the fastball loose down across the shins. So the bases are now filled. First time the Yankees have had the bases loaded in the series. A walk, a single, and a base on ball. This is four walks given up by Branca. Cliff Mapes, the left-hand hitting right fielder, is waiting to bat next. And there is Clyde Soupforth, one of the Brooklyn coaches, going out to the mound now to talk to Branca. Robinson has come in from second base. Captain Reese from short. Catcher Campanella is out there. Right-hander Jack Banner is up throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen along with Hatton. Hatton's been throwing a long time. Suki looking down to the bullpen, but he's taken Branca off to one side and is talking to him. And apparently it looks as though Soupforth is talking with Branca to give Branca a chance to say whether he thinks he can go on or not. And they're going with Branca. So the coach back into the bench. Branca now stands on the mound, a lone, solitary, key figure. Reese has gone back to short. Robinson to second, and Campanella settled down behind the plate. And Mapes, the 6-foot left-hand hitting right fielder. Wait a minute. And Mapes is going to be called back from the plate, and Johnny Mize is going to pinch hit. Mize, the former Cardinal, the former Giant, who was sold from the Giants late in the summer, but in time to be eligible for the series to the Yankees. Mize, who pinch hit a single yesterday in the right field, is coming on to pinch hit for Mapes. Well, Mize is no stranger to Branca. They've had many a brush. So Johnny Mize is coming on to pinch hit, and going down to the Yankee bullpen to get ready to go into the outfield is Hank Bauer. So Mize, who was 1-for-1, a pinch hit single yesterday, coming up to the plate. Shortly after he was sold to the Yankees by the Giants, he hurt his shoulder. He's available for hitting duty, but can't play at first. So here's the big fella, Johnny Mize, stepping in, hitting for the right fielder in the ninth inning. Three men are on. It's a one and one ball game. Don't go away. Outfield deep, round toward right. Branca pitches, and Myers takes a fastball in by the belt buckle for ball one. There's Casey Stengel, sort of leading a little weaving, sinuous dance down there on the Yankee bench. Branca pumps, delivers. Myers takes a fastball in for a call strike. One ball, one strike. Myers is a big guy. When he's over with the Giants, they call him the Big Cat. And he swings that heavy bat as though it weighed no more than a dry turkey feather. Okay, three men on. One and one, ball and strike count. Branca pumps. Two out. The pitch is a fastball outside. Four ball, two. Two and one. Stengel had Mapes up there at the plate, and he was not going to reveal his hand until he saw whether manager Shotten was going to take Branca out or not. But when it was apparent that Branca was to remain pitching, then he called Mapes back and put Big Myers up there where he now is. Well, she's tied one and one. Hold on to your hats. Three runners take their leads. The 2-1 pitch swung on. It's belted out toward right field. It's a base hit. It's up against the screen. In comes one run. In comes two runs. And it's a long single to get in two runs. And Myers is 2-for-2 as a pinch hitter. And the Yankees lead 3-1. So Big Myers delivers. He set up there and he hit one about 25 feet off the ground against the wire screen. And Bauer goes down to first base to run for him. And Myers gets a tremendous hand as he goes off the field. And the Yankee fans are deliriously delighted. And there is Coach Clyde Stuckford calling for time and going out to the mound. This may be all for Branca. It's 3-1 in favor of the Yankees. Bauer has been announced. He's the pinch runner at first base. And they're going to bring Joe Happen. Is it Happen or Banner? Just a moment. It is Jack Banner they want. Not the left-hander after all. Jack Banner, who didn't get very much time to throw. So Banner is coming on. And Johnny Myers, an old National Leaguer, returns to the scene where he's hit many a base hit here at Brooklyn and promptly hits a solid, high, pinch-hit single and gets in two runs. 3-1, favor the Yankees. First time that any team has scored in one inning more than one run. And the Yankees now in the ninth inning lead 3-1. And with Joe Page on the mound, Casey Stengel is sitting over there, just got a smile on there as big as a full slice of a watermelon. Branca gets a hand as he leaves the mound. Branca goes out after 8 2/3 innings. He got all but the final out. And the first two runs for the Yankees were put on by bases on balls. Branca retired 14 men straight, and with one out in the ninth inning after retiring Henrich for his 14th consecutive out, he walked Berra, and that proved to be the undoing. After DiMaggio fouled out to third, and with Branca trying to get the third out of the ninth inning, Brown laid in with a solid single to right field. And then came the base on balls to Gene Woodling to load them up. The pinch hit single by Johnny Myers, who is now sitting comfortably back there in the Yankee bench. And Jack Banner, tall, lean right-hander, out on the mound, relieving for Brooklyn. It's the first time that a Dodgers starter failed to finish. Branca going to within one out. So it is 3-1 in favor of the Yankees. 3-1. On that base hit, Woodling went around to third base, of course. Myers is a very ponderous runner. That's why he was held at first. A faster man might have made it a double. So we have Yankees at first and third. Bauer on at first base. Batter on the mound. Second baseman Jerry Coleman steps in. Right-hand hitter in a crouch. Outfield toward left. Batter throws. Fastball is bunted foul. That was a bid for a base hit, surprise measure. Foul ball, strike one. Bauer at first is ready to go on anything. He'll go out and play right field for the latter half of the ninth inning. Woodling over third. Of course, he's ready to set sail. Outfield toward left. Coleman 0 for 3, leaning in, choking that bat. Batter checks first. The right-hander pitches. Fastball in for a call second strike. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Big Johnny Mize, while he'd been on some great St. Louis teams and been over there with the Giants, never got into a World Series until this fall. And he's already more than repaid the Yankees for whatever they paid for him when they got him from the Giants. This base hit now just did that. Throw. There goes Bauer. There's a line drive hit in the center field. Of the Yankee four runs, three of them got on with bases on balls. Now we have some action down the Yankee bullpen. Fred Sanford, right-hander, begins throwing because this is a long inning. A fastball outside. Ball two. Correction, that is not Sanford. That is Allie Reynolds who is now throwing. Sanford was throwing earlier, and it is Reynolds, the pitching hero of the first game. Strong right-hander, working in the bullpen now for New York to get ready in the event that Paige needs any trouble in nailing down this 4-1 ball game in the ninth inning. Batter checks first, pitches. Paige swings and slices it foul in the lower third base stand. 2-1. We'd like to repeat what we said. Of the four Yankee runs, three were scored by men who got on with walks. Two here in the ninth inning and one in the third. And that's quite a story, in as much as there were no walks given to the Yankees the first two games. Paige swings and fouls this one back, and there was a hit-and-run play on that one because Coleman, the runner from first, was headed toward the still-vacant second base. The Yankees have exploded here in the ninth inning. Franco opened the door with one out, a walk to Barra, then with two out, a single to Brown, a base on balls to Woodling loaded it up, a pinch-hit single by Johnny Mize knocks in two, and Coleman has just singled sharply off relief pitcher Jack Banta. Joe Page up there, it's his ball game to win. All these runs belong to him. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, and Page strikes out. So eight men batted in the top of the ninth inning. Three of them scored on three base hits. So the Yankees now lead 4-1. It's the first time that any team has been more than one run away from the opposition. And Page, who has pitched with phenomenal efficiency, came on in the fourth inning with the bases loaded. That's when the Dodgers had their big chance. They had the bases loaded. The ball game was then 1-1. And Page got Olmo on a foul ball to Henrik, who caught the ball leaning against the first row spectators alongside the stands at first base. And then he got started on a ground ball second to first. Allie Reynolds continues toiling way down in the left field corner for the Yankees. Bauer goes out to right field, of course. He took over for Mize, who had pinch hit for right fielder Mapes. Now in the last of the ninth, Page will be called on to pitch to Hodges, Olmo, and Snyder.
Hank Bauer now playing right field.
That's the announcement on Bauer. Big left-hander, Joe Page, all set.
Attention, please.
Gil Hodges stepping in.
No one will be permitted on
New York
the
four, Brooklyn one.
At the end of the game.
Sure, settling down to give the sign. Page in no hurry. Shuffled a little dirt out there on the mound with his spikes. Out to around toward left. The wind continues blowing into left field. Page pumps, kicks, twists, throws, and Hodges bunting fouls the ball off. He was bunting for a base hit. Figured that that was about the last thing the Yankees would expect of him. Allie Reynolds, who allowed no runs and won the first game, along with Henrik's home run, 1-0, continues throwing down the bullpen, being warmed up by Charlie Silvera. He's the insurance if they need him. Page works. There's a ground ball hit sharply down to second. Coleman up with it cleanly. Throws over to first, and Hodges was easily out by about three steps. One up and one gone, last half of the ninth inning. Louis Olmo, who is 0-4-3. Not gotten the ball out of the infield. And I would say that Page is out of Omo with the bases loaded and one man retired up until that situation in the fourth inning was the key out of the ball game. Now Page works, almost swings, drills the ball back into left field. It's going a long way back. It is in for a home run. And it is now 4-2. Now Olmo running his home run home. Steps on home plate, and it's a 4-2 ball game. He hit a curveball and drilled it well back in the straightaway left field stands. The ball went about 365 feet when it landed. So it is now 4-2. Bruce Edwards, a second-string catcher and a right-hand batter, is being brought in from the Brooklyn bullpen. Snyder is at the plate. Page deals over. Fastball for a call strike. Got the outside on that one. The Yankees 4, the Dodgers 2. Page works. Over. Fastball for a call. Second strike. Page, two outs to go and a two-run margin. 4-2 ball game. Snyder holding a stick down by the end. Overly close stance. Outfield back in the left on him. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. Nothing can do. Ball back on the screen. A few spectators of the crowd of 32,788 started for the exit gates, but almost home run returned into their seats. Page takes the sign very coolly. Throws, curve swung and missed, strike three, and Snyder is struck out. So Page now is one out away. The Yankees 4, the Dodgers 2 in this third game of the series. And just who the pitchers will be tomorrow? Well, probably Eddie Lopat. He's been figured to start most any time. Might start for the Yankees. And just who manager Shotton would come up with, you don't know. Of course, the outcome of this game makes a great deal of difference. Each side of the camp. Campanella, right-hand hitter, swings, fouls the ball back. Nothing in one. Two gone, last of the night. Edwards waiting on deck. He's to hit for relief pitcher Banner in the event that Campanella can save him a bat. As it stands now, Edwards on deck is the tying run. Yankees 4-2. Campanella swings, fouls this one off. No balls, two strikes. Casey Stengel lets out an encouraging whoop and a holler as he steps to the front of the Yankee bench. Hollers after Page. And we are beginning to get a little rain. It is starting to rain right now. First rain of the day. The skies are letting overhead. As we pointed out to you, they have been ominous all afternoon. Page works. Campanella checks his swing on a low curveball, and it is ball one. One ball, two strikes. In the column that counts, the Yankees 4, the Dodgers 2. The Yankees, after two men were retired, let go in the ninth inning. And Johnny Myers and Joe Page. You can see the typesetters in the various newspaper composing rooms all over the country getting their names ready for the headlines. 1-2 pitch, swung on a high foul ball close to the first base stand. And into the stand. So the ball game is still alive. The ball bounced three rows of seats back, hit on a piece of concrete walkway, and then bounced high up amidst some photographers suspended under the upper deck behind first base. 1-2. Well, you had the feeling with this ball game in its oneness that something would have to detonate it, explode it. And the Yankees did that in the ninth inning with two out. Now Page, trying to finish the ball game, nail it down. Works again, 1-2. Curve swung on, there's a high fly ball, back into left field. Back goes Woodley, way back, close to the stands. He can't get it, it's in there for a home run by Campanella. So Campanella felt one in the left field stands, it just goes in, and it's a 4-3 ball game. And listen to the crowd. Well, this is getting to be a most unpredictable series. And here at Ebbets Field, where anything can and usually does happen, Casey Stengel goes out to the mound to talk to Joe Page. And Stengel is going to go with Page. He's going to stay with him. And Bruce, never has a club hit more than two home runs in one inning in the World Series. This is the ninth time the two home runs have been hit in one inning in a World Series ballgame. The Yankees themselves have done it five times, so the Dodgers sort of took a leaf out of their book. Two home runs here in the ninth. Edwards takes a curve. Couldn't check his swing in time, and it is strike two. No balls, two strikes. Nothing in two. Bruce stepping in. So Page is once again within one strike of his final out, and the crowd is still waiting. Everybody's standing. The Yankees 4, the Dodgers 3. So hold on. Page comes down. Edwards takes just outside for ball one. One and two. He may have been setting up something with that pitch. Fastball just wide. Because you never know what will happen in the ball game. Both bullpens remain active. Right-hander Reynolds, pitching hero of the first game, working for New York in the left field corner, and left-hander Joe Hatton for Brooklyn in the right field corner. Hatton throwing to the bullpen catcher, Sam Nara. Okay, one and two. Silvera, who was warming up Reynolds, stops to watch this Joe Page pitch. Page delivers. Edwards takes strike three, called, and the ball game is over. Edwards unhappy about the decision. There was a high fastball at the shoulders on the outside. Passarella walking off the field. And that is the ball game. Edwards takes a called third strike. And that's the fourth strikeout for Page, and it gives him the win. And the Yankees win the ball game 4-2-3. And Ralph Branca is the losing hurler, of course. So we had a lot of excitement in the ninth inning, and we got some scoring in the ninth inning that we had not had at any other stage in the series. So the Yankees win this one and go up now 2-1. And coming up to the microphone, Mel Allen. Mel, see, you got the record book, and you've been looking over things and adding them up. How's it now?
Well, we've had a total of 39 strikeouts in this World Series, and the 39th one, of course, ended the third game of the World Series and gave the Yankees a spine-tingling 4-3 victory as a battling group of Brooklyn Dodgers refused to be counted out of it, even though they were down 4-1 the last of the ninth inning. And they blasted two balls into the seats to get right back into contention. And as a matter of fact, all the Dodger runs today were scored on balls that were hit all the way. Pee Wee Reese and the two in the ninth inning, Louie Almo and Roy Campanella. Joe Page, who was the key of the Yankee success this year from a pitching standpoint and who pitched them into that pennant, if you want to look at it that way, last Saturday when he went 6 2/3 innings of one-hit pitching in relief against the Boston Red Sox, who came on today in the fourth inning with one out and thus went 5 2/3 innings today, and did not allow a hit until the eighth inning, and then gave up two in the ninth. So he pitched one-hit ball until the ninth inning, and then gave up those two, and they were two big ones. They were all the way. So Page got credit for the victory. And you must say, in the final analysis, these two clubs are still just as close as they can be. Three ball games, all decided by one run. And if they have to be decided, that's just the minimum that they can be decided by. So that'll show you how close this situation is. And so as you attempt to pick the heroes of the day, Joe Page, who came very near not being a hero, with the Dodgers teeing off on him in the last of the ninth, comes through to win his second World Series game. He won one and lost one in the 1947 World Series. Joseph Francis Page, a 31-year-old left-hander, from Springdale, Pennsylvania, born in Cherry Valley, came on to save the day for Tommy Byrne, off whom Pee Wee Reese spanked that home run early in the game in the fourth inning to tie it up at 1-1 after the Yankees had taken a one-run lead in the third off Ralph Branca. Branca had walked Mapes to start the third inning. Then after Coleman struck out, Tommy Byrne singled to send Mapes around to third, and he scored on Rizzuto's fly ball to right field. Reese's homer off Byrne in the fourth inning tied it up. That was the first hit off Byrne, who had gone through the lineup without allowing a hit in the first three innings. And that proved to be Tommy Byrne's undoing when, after Mixes had lined solidly to center to DiMaggio for an out, Perillo singled to left, and then Byrne grew wild and walked Robinson and Hodges to load the bases. With one out of the fourth inning, it looked as if the Dodgers were going to cash in, but that's when Page came in. And he got Almo and Snyder, got out of that jam, and was brilliant until the ninth inning when Almo and Campanella hit those homers. Offensively, it was Big Johnny Mize, who had reached major league stardom, but who had never been able to participate in a World Series. And it was Mize who had pinch hit safely yesterday for the Yankees in a losing cause, who came on to the ninth inning after Ralph Branca, who had pitched beautiful baseball all the way, who had pitched a two-hitter to the ninth inning, and who had gotten the first man out of the ninth, had walked Barra and had gotten DiMaggio. And with two down, Brown singled, and Woodling walked to load them up. And then it was that Big John stepped in and lined a single off the right field screen to score two. And Coleman's single off relief pitcher Jack Banna sent the third one in, and that proved to be the winning run. So it was a thrilling ball game all the way, with the totals, the Yankees 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 5 left on. And the Dodgers 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 6 men left on. Joe Page, the winning pitcher. Ralph Branca, who went 8 2/3 innings, is the losing pitcher, his second World Series loss. Well, we're having a little more excitement. It's building day by day, and we still have a long way to go. Remember, we'll be back on the air again tomorrow at 12:45 Eastern Standard Time. But do remember that on Sunday, we will be on an hour later at 1:45 Eastern Standard Time. But tomorrow, 12:45. Tomorrow, we bring you the fourth game of the 1949 World Series from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Make a note that we'll be on the air at 12:45 Eastern Standard Time, the same as today. Until then, folks, smooth sailing, smooth shaving, and good afternoon from your host, the Gillette Safety Razor Company, Red Barber, and yours truly, Mel Allen.